This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning to your afternoon. We did promise you to see an interview with Uhlubi Dlamini. You know that video that has been trending, that beautiful dessert that is named after her. So we're speaking about that in just a few minutes. But I just gave you beautiful sounds of Elaine Waiting For You, 212 Pilots, Kings, Jonas Blue, Mama, Sobia, Back To Friends, and Louis Capaldi, Survive on MET Radio. Yes, it's been great, man. It's been nice. But I believe, Guti, we do have Uhlubi on the line. Hello, Uhlubi.
Hello, Melo. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, Melo. How are you?
I'm very good as well. Hey, man, you've been making waves on TikTok these past few days. Yes, but before...
But
before we get into that, I want you to tell us more about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do?
Okay, so my name is Mahlubandile Dlamini. That's my full name. That's my government name. I go to be Dlamini because it's much more shorter, you know. And I'm from Eswatini, actually. I am from the king. Yes. Need from the Eswat.
I love the accent.
Thank you very much. I'm about to be a student. I'm about to go to varsity soon, actually.
Oh, wow.
You know, we start varsity a little bit late. Yeah.
Yo.
So August, I'll be going.
Oh, that is nice, man.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that is amazing. Mina, I get so graduate. I saw some post.
Oh no, that was I had graduated from Grace the Cookies Masterclass.
Oh, yes,
that's what I graduated.
Oh, that is amazing, man. And also, shout out to Grace the Cookies. Amazing work that she has done. Now, I believe that you are the first person in South Africa to have, like, a dessert named after them.
Yes. I have made history. I have made history, and I'm so proud of myself.
Yes, it's amazing.
I guess I am.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I wanted to tell you us a little backstory about how did it come about that you even have a dessert that is named after you?
Okay, so this is a very weird and crazy story, actually. But my sister actually saw the video. Like, we saw the video from Grace the Cookies and the recipe. And we decided to try it out. But it looks so yummy, so we decided to try it out. And then we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, but yeah, the custard didn't set. And you see what happened on that video, then it happened. And yo, it was so horrible. But it tasted nice. And I posted it on my TikTok. I remember we told each other that if it doesn't get 1,000 views, it wasn't even about the likes, but it was about the views rather. I am deleting the video. And within a matter of hours, I think in 1 hour, it had already 7,000 views.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, that is actually crazy. And then I decided to keep it. Now we are 3.6 million. Imagine that.
Wow, that is amazing.
So, yeah.
Yes, so and it's a very lovely dessert. You've mentioned it. Does it taste as it looks?
It tastes amazing, honestly. It tastes so good. Like, even if it flops, you see, the first time we made a flop, obviously, but it still tasted amazing. Like, it's such an amazing dessert. No matter whatever you do, like, it's still very nice. I'm not gonna lie. You should also try it out, Mvelo.
I don't know about that. I'm not much of a cook.
I'm also not much of a cook, but I try, you know.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try. I will gather the ingredients and I will try and give it a try. Hopefully, it will not go as it went with you. But if you say it was nice, then we'll believe you.
It was nice. It's nice. But you should. I gave it a try again. And it came out perfect the second time.
Yes, I saw another video that it finally worked out. So, what did you change?
Okay, if I'm going to be honest, I'm not a very patient person. So, I didn't let the custard cool down. Like, I didn't give it the time to actually cool down and to set. And so this time around, I put it in the fridge because I saw a lot of comments from my video. They said, put it in the fridge so that it can set properly. You see, but the last time I just put it out, stayed for an hour, and then it didn't set. I want to eat now.
You wanted to have a bite, have a taste at that moment.
I wanted to eat it. Yeah. So that's kind of like how it all went out. But this time around, like, I would suggest setting the custard, like making sure it's actually firm, you see, and then you can add your jelly gently, because people were bashing me. why am I being so rough?
Yeah, gently, when you just pour it all over.
I was in a rush.
Yes, but it's amazing, man. You've gained so much followers on TikTok. People are loving it. How has that been?
It's honestly so surreal. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is so... Like, yo, I didn't think people were going to follow me. Like, I thought people were going to like... my video or viewing, but I didn't think people were going to follow me. So the fact that they actually followed me is amazing.
Yes, it's amazing, man. Because nowadays a dessert that is named after you. Who knows? Maybe Soibona in some restaurant very soon. The Fubi dessert.
Yes. I cannot wait for that. I know it will one day come. One day I'll see my dessert in somebody's restaurant's menu. I know.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. And also, shout out to Grace at the Cookies. Before we let you go, how can people follow you on social media?
Okay, people can go and follow me on TikTok as Lubi Dlamini. And they can also catch me on Instagram as only Lubi Dlamini. It's only _ Lubi Dlamini. Yeah. TikTok, you can go on TikTok and search up the Lubi Dessert.
You'll pop up.
That girl that makes him
pop up.
Yeah. The one that's the first flop. Yeah, you'll see that's me.
Yes, but at least at the end, you did the right thing. It turned out great. Yes, it will be. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. Yeah, we wish you all the best with your studies in August.
This is an MUT Radio podcast. Yes.